on WBAL and WBAL.com.
As you know, or should, the President of the United States, the first family in toto, is over on a great African safari. Well, not a safari. They canceled the safari, but it's a vacation nonetheless, costing around $100 million to us taxpayers. Well, actually around $7.1 billion yesterday, because yesterday the President of the United States pledged $7 billion of our dollars to upgrade and power, bring electricity to remote parts of Africa, where, you know, great, you've got electricity. We had nothing to plug in, Mr. President. We got nothing to plug in. Congratulations. It's amazing to me how the president can just wander around with our wallet and go, hey, here's $7 billion. Don't worry about it. He's trying to ingratiate himself with Bono as much as George W. Bush did, apparently. But it's not working yet, so our wallets must be made to pay. But while he was in, he was over there, and this is by therightscoop.com. It's a good website. And you're going to say, oh, the right scoop, oh, a bunch of right wingers. So this is actual audio. This is straight up video. You can see it yourself there. The President of the United States was in a Q&A session with some students over there. And this girl from Nigeria, student from Nigeria, she was, well, I don't know if she's related to the guy. I got a guy in Nigeria keeps sending me emails. Needs some money moved. He wants my bank account number, but if the president's over there, maybe I could just have him take it. I know you'd take about 50% of it, but it'd still be worth $10 million. I got to make some phone calls during the break, but that's beside the point. Anyway, this is by the Right Scoop. He was asked by a Nigerian student about the war on terror in Boko Haram. Which is a terrorist group over there in Nigeria. Now, he was asked a fairly simple, not a simple question, but a short question. It took him 8 minutes. We got some clips, not 8 minutes worth, because it's mostly dead air and ums and uhs. But the question that he was asked, Mr. President, considering how long the war on terror has been on for, would you say that we're winning the war on terror, seeing that there are no new, seeing that there are new terrorist groups developing in Africa, one of which is in Nigeria? Thank you. Now, the president's answer, he can't answer a direct question. I don't know if he's incapable or unwilling. It doesn't really matter at this point when it's this much a part of his being. It doesn't matter the motivation. It is who he is. It is how he is. He goes on with the, well, actually, let's hear the president's answer. Go.
Now, with respect to the so-called war on terror, there's no doubt that we've made some progress in dealing with some extremist groups. For example, core al-Qaeda and bin Laden, that was based in the Fatah area between Pakistan and Afghanistan, that they have been greatly diminished.
The audio, it's on Soweto TV, so it's not going to be HD quality, but you can hear the president there. But the way that he starts off, the so-called war on terrorism, Mr. President, I know you want to pretend that you've solved the world's problems, except that the world has more problems now. I don't understand. We have the same problems as before, only there are more of them in more places. He doesn't like to admit that. The media doesn't like to report it, but we're going to talk at the bottom of the hour about what's happening over in Egypt, the Arab Spring that we supported. We sort of shepherded in the Muslim Brotherhood over there, and now the people are going, we don't like you very much. We don't want to be oppressed. We, you know, under the old president, the old regime, Mubarak, we weren't exactly free, but we didn't have, you know, radicalism shoved down our throat. Now they are getting that, and they're sticking out against it. But the president, the so-called war on terrorism, that's just such annoyance, such arrogance. He can't give the previous president any credit for anything. He is, because we made major progress with al-Qaeda and bin Laden. Al-Qaeda is very strong, very, very strong. Yes, bin Laden is dead and good. He deserves to be, but it took a little while. Let's not pretend he was right out there. But the president continues. Let's hear more of the president's answer. The same question. Remember, it's the same question.
You know, people always talk about the terrorist threat to the United States or the West. But the truth of the matter is that the number of people who are killed by terrorist attacks in African countries or in Muslim countries or in South Asia far outstrips any deaths that are experienced by Westerners. It's typically people right there where these organizations are based that are most likely to be killed. When the Kenya embassy bombing happened, the overwhelming majority of people who were killed were Kenyans, not Americans. And so this is not just a problem for us. This is a problem for everybody.
Okay, yes. When the Kenya embassy was bombed, it was the United States embassy. It doesn't matter the nationality of it. They attacked our nation. That embassy grounds is our sovereign territory. But the reason I played that clip was to give you a little context, because that very much comes into play at the end. He's talking about the Kenyan embassy, but he wasn't done. He had a lot more to say. Let's listen to a little bit more of the president's answers. Again, let me remind you the question, because you may have fallen asleep listening to this rambling. His question, the question this girl asked him was very simple. Considering how long the war on terror has been on for, would you say that we're winning the war on terror, seeing as that there are new terrorist groups developing in Africa, one of which is in Nigeria?
Now, the question is, you know, how do we address this this problem? It is my strong belief that terrorism is more likely to emerge and take root where countries are not delivering for their people, and where there are sources of conflict and underlying frustrations that have not been adequately dealt with.
So, just listening, extrapolating on what the president is saying there, he is saying that lack of essentially an activist, socialist, left-wing government giving people things causes terrorism. One thing that he does not mention in his entire answer, and it is, you know, it's pretty long, is Islam. There's no mention of radical Islam in there. None. He's not talking about that. He's talking about governments aren't delivering for them. That's one of the biggest causes. And it's, you know, it is my strong belief that terrorism is more likely to emerge and take root where countries are not delivering for their people. So why do the UK, no one delivers more for their people than the UK. Cradle to grave, they give you a check, they take care of your health care, and they also produce people who blow up their fellow citizens, decapitate their fellow citizens in the middle of the street. Why is that, Mr. President? Is there some need not being met in the cradle to grave system that they have over there? Maybe it just might have to do with a little bit of radical Islam. That's just me. I'm crazy. I have to look at patterns, and I see that all of them have one thing in common, and it is not lack of health care. It is not a lot of the things that you would like people to believe it is, Mr. President. And this is how disconnected he is. He can't admit that there is a common thread amongst the vast majority of terrorists in this world, and it is the radical Islam that they bastardize and use to justify it, where they welcome death. They want it. They want it. And you can't socialize medicine that away. You can't socialize medicine insanity and bloodthirstiness away.
So I don't start with the attitude of a military solution to these problems. I think the more that we're giving people opportunity, the more that we're giving people education, the more that we're helping resolve conflicts through regular democratic processes, the less likely they are to take root.
Again, all we are, we're just one government program, one little bit of education away. Well, again, look at the UK. Look at the 9/11 hijackers. They were not illiterate morons. They were highly educated. Many of them were here on student visas. They knew what they were doing, and they didn't do it because someone somewhere went without health care. When we come back, we're going to get to the point where the president talks about we're not going to stand by and let our embassy be attacked and let our people be. It is unbelievable quote. It is horribly, it's incredibly unaware of self in the president of the United States.